Radio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brust and Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. Hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Alongside me is Kyle Wallace, our Wisconsin backer, Packer backer, dressed by his lovely girlfriend today.
She did. I was running, I was a little tired today, and I hopped in the shower and said, baby, pick out what you want. And so I put on what she asked.
And didn't modify anything?
The pants. Okay. She gave me options. She wanted gray pants, because you know. But I went with the maroon pants.
What is that?
I actually know the answer to this, but I don't feel comfortable stating it.
Maroon pants. You want a maroon pants? I want a maroon pants because they go together better.
I don't want to know about the gray anymore. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. No gray pants for you today, Brad?
No, I dressed myself. Usual for Brad Northman. How often does baby girl get the clearance to dress you, Kyle?
Not too often.
Yeah, she's got to have really
appreciated. We're going down a road where
maybe a couple times a month. Yeah, I let her do it. And a lot of times I do veto it sometimes.
Gray pants are popular, Ben. That's all there is to it.
And so, yeah. If I'm running, like today I was running behind, I didn't have time to be searching. So I said, you go ahead and do it.
Good job, baby girl.
Yeah, she did a good job with the sweater. Yeah. So, yeah.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. You can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Now, Kyle, you had your lady pick out the clothes for you because you were a little tired. You know, you got a little sleepy.
I was a little tired.
You were in Vegas.
Indeed, I was.
For a bachelor party.
Sin City, baby.
And very proud of that, huh?
Yeah, you said that with a little bit of gusto right there.
I was in
there.
Sin City, so yeah. I was sinning.
I went
to the movie Sinners with my parents.
Yeah.
A lot of trends with you right now, bud.
I'm a God-fearing man.
You went with $3 cash?
I did.
How many dollars did you return with?
Well, fellas, let me tell you this. I returned with none, but this is why. Your boy lost his wallet the last day. Now,
no way.
I knew where it was. I had a feeling where it was.
It's huge.
It is huge. That's what I'm saying. I literally looked in the photo. I said, I could see my wallet in this photo, so I had it at this moment. I knew I had it in the car. I left it in the back seat, but I wasn't panicked about losing my wallet. I was more concerned about my ID that's about to expire and some of my credit cards. I wasn't concerned. It was more the sentimental effect that I want my wallet than I was the money in it because I only had $3 to come on a trip. And so, I mean, I wasn't really concerned about losing no money. So I'm like, it's not the worst thing. So, yeah, did I spend $3? I did. It wasn't on women. It wasn't on tipping any waitress or anything like that. It wasn't on the street entertainers that we had. It was on the guy on an expensive event that I went to. Not event, but you know they have the Ferris wheel there in Vegas. Yeah. And so my friend who was the bachelor, he wanted to go on the Ferris wheel, but he decided to see the city.
The bachelor party wanted to go to the Ferris wheel
in Vegas? You spent your $3 on tipping Ferris wheel operator? Well,
because the problem we had is this, is that, so, you know, this is what I learned, fellas. Bachelor parties are overrated, okay? Because I talk a big game, like, man, I ain't spending nine.
Ferris wheel?
Hear me out.
Carnival ride.
It's a big one. I think one of the biggest in the world, man.
You could have given me 98 guesses on what you spent $3 on.
Well, because so
in the guy started Strophy. I was in the Sin City.
Yeah.
You know, riding the Ferris wheel, catching the view.
I was. And so, like, you know, we have an option. Do we want to do the just Ferris wheel views for $38 and bring your own drink? And I'm like, that's the one. Or he asked the bachelor, do you want to get the $69.99 one where you have all you can drink for 30 minutes? And I said to myself, well, 30 minutes?
All you can drink in 30 minutes?
I'm 35 years old. How many drinks I'm going to have in 30 minutes?
Two.
Max. And so I'm sitting there like, oh, I want the $70 one. He a little tipsy. This is his bachelor party. He looked, y'all want to do all you can drink, right? And I thought to myself, I looked him in the eye and I said, I just want to say no. But when you're a bachelor, you can't. You can't tell the bachelor no. It's like a bridezilla. You can't tell him no. I want to tell him no 10 times this trip. And so I finally got.
Until you cracked.
Oh! I had no choice. I cracked early because I had to keep him away from the damn bottle girls at the party because she was.
I told you guys on Friday. Yeah. Kyle spent all this money on the bottle. The boys, not Kyle, because you said if some girl came over, you'd be like, "Get your dirty hands out!" I was like, "There's going to be other girls that are coming for the Bachelor, and he's going to get all woo."
He got the first day, he was all googly eyed looking at her, talking about. He was like, "Well, because we said we want this bottle," and he was like, "Well, I don't know which one should I get. I kind of want the Reposado." She said, "Oh, the Don Julio Reposado. That's the one you get. That's the one that costs $200 in the budget." And then she said, "Oh, you guys need water." I said, "No, we don't. $10 a bottle? No, we don't." She said, "It's hot. Man.
We'll drink the pool."
She said, "It's hot. I got 6 waters for you." And then they said, "Well, what do you want to chase with?" And he was like, "Well, what y'all got?" She said, "Well, we have, you know, pineapple, cranberry." He said, "Lemonade." She said, "Well, we do have our premium lemonade." I'm like, "What's your premium? $50? I said, "No, man, we good. Move away." I shooed away. I drew the line in the sand. Not for no $50 fruit punch.
Party.
Is there no group vote? Is it whatever the bachelor wants to do? This should be a group vote.
It was whatever the bachelor wanted to do. That's why I found myself at Treasure's thinking I was going to a real good steakhouse to get a little, you know, get a little chicken thighs with some real thighs, and I found out that you get neither.
Thighs with some real thighs.
You got neither. The food was gross, and then, you know.
Wait. The place that you thought was among the best steakhouses in the city. Kyle Preston Dortmund with Kyle back from Vegas. All I've heard about for weeks is the steakhouse.
Treasures.
When I say there was nothing no treasure in that damn strip club. I'm telling you this right now. I learned very well. So we went in there, and this is when I knew we got duped. I walked in there, and they said, "Hey, welcome." And I said, "I'm here to go to the restaurant." "This is a restaurant?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "Oh, okay, yeah." I said, "You go to the restaurant, get in the club free." They said, "Yeah." So we walk in there. Not a soul in there. Not a soul
in there.
What
time?
This was at about 8:30. 8:45. Not a soul inside of that place. I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Was there two distinct locations, a restaurant side and the other side?
The restaurant was ducked. It was to the left, but it's like they want you to go to the gentleman's club. And so, you know, we walk in there, and here come the madam, the old woman who's serving us food. Only one bill, so I had to pay for the bill, and they supposed to be sending me my money. Still haven't been sent my money when I paid up front. So, yeah, it's going to be some problems. But, yeah, let me tell you. The food was gross.
Dude, did you have fun?
I had a great time.
No, Don't lie.
I had a great time, and I'm glad.
I love my friends.
You started with bachelor parties are overrated.
Bachelor parties are overrated. I'll tell them to his face. All you do is do what the bachelor wants to do. And now that we're in our 30s, because you know we're all handsome looking men, so we had time to make decisions in life. You know what I'm saying? We had to, you know, we didn't have to pick the first one we found. And so now we got money. He know we got a little bit of money. Cool. And so he was okay with us spending. I had a budget of $250 that I was going to spend at the pool party.
You're the idiot who thought that was an acceptable budget.
Wait. $250 at one pool party?
And then
I'm okay with that.
I only wanted to spend all together. I'm thinking, okay, like maybe $300, $350 all together.
Now that's too low. That's way too low.
Everywhere you want to eat, he want to eat somewhere expensive. But the strip club, the gentleman's club, it got me. It was $44 for some chicken masala. It didn't taste good. Everybody was like, "This food is gross." And then we went to the club. We went to the club.
You went to the gentleman's club for dinner.
And then it was
a charade.
And so
we told you this last week.
We literally tried. It was the fourth thing down on the website was the steakhouse / restaurant.
It was a charade.
He kept saying, "Oh, well, we're going to this really fancy dinner."
That's what I was talking about.
And it's called Treasures.
There was no one in there but us. I told the bachelor, I said, "We rented it out for you, bro. We rented it out for you." And then we went to the club, and I sat my legs cross-legged so nobody could try to do nothing. I just sat like this with my legs crossed. But back to the $3, though. I didn't lose it at the gentleman's club.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We slipped around to that.
We went on the little circle thing because he wanted to do all you can drink. Ferris wheel, thank you. He wanted all you can drink. So I said, okay, whatever. Like, everybody was kind of reluctantly said, yeah, but we did all you can drink. And so we get up there, and I feel so bad because, like, you know, somebody gives you a drink, you're like, you got to give them some type of tip. And so I got 3 drinks, and he got my $3. So the Ferris wheel, he was so funny. He did a good
$1
job.
$1 per drink?
$1 per drink, yes.
But how much was each drink?
Oh, no, it was all. I guess like $12 per drink.
I'm impressed with 3 drinks in 30 minutes. It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Well, technically, I left out the Ferris wheel with two cups in my hand because I was like, I can't.
I'm taking this to go. Do you have a good to go cup?
Hell yeah. I was like, I can't. I am old. I'm not finna chug this. So, yeah. $3 went to
I am so glad that Kyle did not get invited to my bachelor
party. Literally, of all the places for the $3 to go.
No lie.
Here's the thing, though.
Wait.
The Ferris wheel bartender.
I know, right? I would have told you. I swear to you. Because you said, you told me and Strofe, you said, we'll see if people cancel and all that. And I was like, okay. It's my birthday weekend. I was like, probably won't go. If I would have said yes to going, I would have canceled on you. I would have canceled on you. There's no way I can survive another bachelor party. 2 in 3 weeks? Hell no. I spent way over the
man.
Budget.
Come on now. It's not about the love. It's
you
about
have rich friends, okay? I got broke friends that try to do a little something. Yeah, you have friends with money.
Lean into those people.
Yeah,
you
okay,
know?
Yeah. Well, I would have been like, Frank, you got me?
I'm with Frank.
Hey,
at the bar, you got the tab. It's Kaminsky. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Kyle Kaminsky.
Here's the thing.
That's a
strong name, first off. Ben's going to be insufferable during his bachelor party, right?
Oh, he's going to be the one.
You talk about Bridezilla. This man's going to be weekend.
Not really.
You can't say that now. You can't say that right now. It hasn't happened yet.
No, I can say that right now. It's opposite. I can say that right now. But once we get there, we'll see how that changes.
You're going to want the best food. You don't want people to pay for your stuff, too.
It's one of the rare weekends where anything you say goes. I was the first person to send money to the person who booked everything.
Wait.
We're not talking about financially, but just like—
You pay for your Airbnb?
Yeah, am I not supposed to?
Oh. The groom didn't pay for his room.
Oh, I paid for mine.
Wait, what?
Way back when.
Oh, I might
need to. Hey, Frank, send me that Venmo.
No, you're not supposed to pay for the room. It's your bachelor party.
But Ben will have the spotlight on him over that weekend. You're going to embrace it.
I'm already being less Bridezilla than you thought.
You're going to embrace it, Ben. I know you're gonna love it, and you're going to just yuck it up during that moment.
I'm just excited to get people together. Like, that's the thing, is you guys seemed like you were on an adventure all around Vegas. You're doing a Ferris wheel. You're going to Treasure Island.
It was expensive. It was fun, but it was expensive.
We're at a house. There's a pool. And from my eyes open to leaving the house, I'm going to be in the pool. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, that's nice.
What was the most egregiously priced thing? Like, remember how you got upset over a $5 candy bar in the airport? What would you look at where you're like, I know Vegas is expensive, but that is criminal.
Oh, boy. I mean, I expected the food to be expensive. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, like the $10 bottle of water, I didn't.
That was the reason why.
Was it just like a
plastic?
It was like regular. It was like 16 fluid.
Regular, degular water.
To be 100% real, I'll show y'all a picture of the bottle girl because, you know, we got the picture with her with the sign.
Because of course, this is the reason why he came. Picture with the sign. Well, you know? Hey.
Yeah, basically.
Look how he flexing.
I'm gonna be honest, because she came up to me because she thought I was a sucker, but I'm not.
Mm.
She came up to the wrong one.
You do look like a sucker.
She came up to the wrong one, and she said to me, she said, "Hey, here's the bill." I said, "Oh, thank you." She said, "Also, gratuity is included, but that gets dispersed out to everybody. The guy, you know, the people at the check-in desk, the guy that walked you here, me and my friend that helped you, but." What I did for you, I brought a calculator and I calculated the bill for you and how much it would be for, you know, a 20% tip just for us. I looked at her. I looked at the calculator. I looked at the bill.
You had a calculator in front of her?
She gave me the calculator with $196. And I said, okay. And so I scribbled. Okay. I took the first receipt and I was scribbling on it. I couldn't read. It wasn't legible because I was scribbling. I was shaking because there was a lot of pressure. And then I took a deep breath. I took a deep breath and I looked at her. I looked around at my friends and I said, yeah, I can't do this. And so I took the first one. I put it in my pocket and then I put a zero and I said, you're going to have to talk. I didn't tell her. In my head, I said, she's going to have to talk to the other people about getting more of that 20%, but I can't give you $196 extra.
She went to the wrong one
because I'm telling you this right now. Had somebody else sign that and say, yeah, it was an extra $196 on top of what we already tipped, I said, hell, that's a personal decision. She didn't get me.
Now I'm just glad he didn't come because I don't want to be penny pinching with you all weekend.
I don't think I penny pinched, but it was a good time, fellas. Overall, Ben, your bachelor party is going to be overrated. Everybody's going to leave saying, boy,
wow.
I could have saved my money. I could have did this in Milwaukee.
Okay, don't take your own mental money stresses out on this bachelor party and this bachelor.
I'm just being honest. The bachelor party in your mid-30s, there's nothing you can do. You go to a club, you're 35 years old, you got a woman at home.
I don't have people who are penny pinching like you.
You go. What you going to do at a club, right?
Are you going to a club?
A bar?
What's a club?
A club has like...
I'm not a
booms.
Like couches? I believe there's couches at clubs, not at bars.
They're typically, sections.
Wherever we go, they already picked it out. Frank picked it out. I'm just going.
I'm just telling you this right now, though. Like, when you go, because, like, all of us are taking men. You know, only Johnny, the white boy Johnny. He was the only one that with him and
white
him
boy
and
Johnny.
White boy Johnny.
Shout out to white boy Johnny, boy. He was a target for everybody. Everybody was targeting.
What do you mean
him.
By that?
On the streets, they try to make money doing different things, and
sure,
he was a target.
Yeah, different things.
Yeah, and he was a target. He went every corner he went to, there was somebody trying to shake his pockets down. I'll just leave it at that.
Poor Johnny.
We saved Johnny quite a bit. He only lost $50 in this. But overall,
how did he lose
$50? $50
because somebody spanked him with a paddle and took a photo
and charged him $50
for the photo.
Somebody would need to pay me to spank me with a paddle.
Not in Vegas.
Was it a hard spank or was it a tap?
All right, Brad.
It was on the streets. How bad could it be,
Brad?
Was it batter up?
No,
was
it was
a little love tap.
It was a love tap. It was a love tap.
Was it batter up?
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Were you hoping he got spanked hard?
I'm just wondering what $50 gets you on the streets of Vegas.
$50.
Are you getting bruised?
$50 in the picture. But the main thing is when you're in your 30s, for you, and one day I'll get married, this is what I realize, is that there's no fun. What am I going to do? I'm going to go to the club.
I'm done with negative Kyle.
What do you mean?
It was fun while it lasted.
You can't talk to anybody. You just say, hey, I literally was at the pool party. Oh, I said,
hang with the boys,
man. Some young, fresh graduate was like, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. I'm Kyle. What's your name? I forgot her name. Like, cool. I was like, oh, great. Oh, you're here for graduation. Congratulations. What are you going to school for? Oh, fantastic. That's great. Congratulations. You going to work?
It's
okay,
like you're
cool.
Talking to like a family friend.
What else am I going to do? What am I going to do? Okay.
You're not wrong.
That's very good. It's very fun here. Yeah.
What was your GPA? What are your interests?
job right out of college. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations. Oh, wow. Reputable company.
A tough conversation because you have nothing in common.
Have nothing in common with
nothing
this 23.
With a Gen Z girl grad.
Yeah, exactly. 10 years ago, it's a whole different Kyle. I'm thirsty. At this time, I don't need nothing to drink. I'm highly hydrated. So I'm just like, okay, that is nice. Very good.
You couldn't have another sip.
Very good. So, yeah, I am full.
Speaking of sips, Brad, I think you know what the people wanted at the bachelor party, but they can have it anytime they're here.
Well, that's right. And talking to Kyle, I believe that it was brought right along the way. They found a way to bring it to Vegas with them, and that is Carbless. I was enjoying a Carbless this weekend. The weather was too nice not to cheers to a flawless summer, because that's what Carbless is. You guys know this already, but the unbelievable guilt-free experience that is Carbless of no carbs, no sugar, no gluten, 100 calories per can. And man, they just, every time I take a sip, I'm reminded how much Carbless nails the perfect level of carbonation. Less than to make you have your stomach upset, but just enough for it to be an enjoyable, refreshing sip. And with the new flavors this summer of watermelon, blood orange, grapefruit, and raspberry in the Tropical Bliss variety pack, and the new watermelon 4-pack and mango 4-pack. I got it all this weekend, and I enjoyed every single sip. If you want to elevate your summer, then you gotta accompany it with a Carbless. And when you're at the grocery store picking it up, make sure you scan that QR code. You're gonna have the opportunity to be possibly selected for a Carbless Summer Suite giveaway, where you have a full suite complimentary of Carbless at a Brewers game this summer. So make sure you scan that QR code and enroll to be able to potentially win that summer giveaway. It's just another way that Carbless is proving that Liss is more with Carbless.
Jair Alexander, resolution on the way? Feels positive to me. We'll tell you more next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
Radio
he,
pro.
He's so.
Say that again.
Nobody said a word.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You
can blame it all on me. Per the Athletic, the Packers have offered Jair Alexander a restructured contract, but there is no resolution just yet. The two-time All-Pro plans to report to Lambeau Field for a mandatory minicamp, even without one.
Oh.
Now, that adds a little twist to this, because I think at this point we're all for, I can't speak for the group, but I would be for this 180 that's turned into a 360 that's turned into a 540 of Jair wanting to come back to be a Green Bay Packer.
It would be huge. It'd be huge for this defense. I mean, you go from a defense that was already top 10 in critical categories last year. You keep Jair and you add Hobbs. I mean, this team is going to be an improved Cooper. Huge for this team.
And so I guess when I look at this and when I think about Jair, like, he's done a really good job of what was, like, you could think back. I mean, I know people have elephant memories when it comes to the Green Bay Packers. He just kind of messed up the coin flip like 2 years ago. He was hurt last year. There was just a report out that was from the Packers training staff and other Packers that said that they were upset with the way that he wouldn't play through injury and this and that.
Yeah, like, he had a PCL. That's okay, though.
No, I'm just saying the narrative was very anti-Jair.
Yeah, they put it out there.
And the fact that he is now likely to show up for mandatory minicamp, even if there's not a deal, is something that I didn't see coming and puts him in a really good position to be like, hey, like, I'm showing up. A lot of people are going to, Packer fans are going to remember a lot of the past. But how much truth is it just because the Packers put it out because they wanted to move on from him and didn't like his contract?
Well, a lot of things in life is who's winning the PR battle. In Jair, if you were to take pulse of it now, Jair is winning the PR battle. I mean, nothing endures fans to players like guys that just want to go play. And whether it be a stunt, whether it's just he's saying he's going to come back, or if he just truly in his heart wants to be back in Green Bay, wants to be on the practice field, and wants to get this going, he's winning the PR battle, and he is endearing himself to fans, trying to put all the things that you just talked about behind him to say, listen, I want to be a Packer. I want to play. I want to find reconciliation, and now it's on Goody and the Packers to not lowball him like they do so often. So for me, I think it's progressing. It's moving in the right direction. I would love Jair on this Packer team. I think it would be huge for them. And right now, if it's like a political poll like back in November, he's pretty high in the charts.
Approval rating.
Yeah, approval rating will be up. But for me, when I look at this, releasing Jair Alexander and the Green Bay Packers doing all this would be completely idiotic. Like, all the back and forth. Hearing now that Jair Alexander looks like he's made it known. He went to the virtual
off-season program,
so he was virtually there. And it seems like he's making it known that he wants to remain a Green Bay Packer. So with all that being said, for me, I don't know what the Green Bay Packers are doing. Don't lowball this man whatsoever. You got to be realistic about your roster. When you look at your roster, there aren't as many holes today as what there were 3 months ago. But if you get rid of Jair Alexander, you still have a gaping hole on your defense in addition to that defensive line that right now we have not seen any consistency from them. So when I look at this situation, if Jair said he wants to come back and Jair has accepted the fact that he's going to have to restructure his contract, do not lowball him. Let's stop acting if you can go sign somebody that's going to be as talented as Jair Alexander. That is just not the case. Nate Hobbs may end up being good. I doubt he'll be as great as Jair playing at his best. So when I look at this, the Packers have an opportunity to work in faith, restructure the contract, have him earn his money back, and make him get what you wanted from him, which is him to be healthy and him play more games. If he plays more games, then he gets paid more money, and then everybody's happy. So at the end of the day, the Packers need to stop playing. You were planning on spending this money anyways. Now you have an opportunity and an opening to potentially make him earn some of that money back. So stop playing these games, and let's aim to win championships. So it's in the best interest of this football team to bring Jair Alexander back.
And Jair will be motivated to not only play well, but be available, because guys, he's only 28 years old. I mean, he still has another potential contract in front of him.
Yeah.
He wants to put this image of somebody that's not all in on the team, that's a distraction, or unreliable when it comes to availability.
I think that latter portion is the most important part right now.
I mean,
if he's going to try and get a contract, I mean, he hasn't played over 50% of the snaps the last 3 years.
And he wants to put that behind him. So he will be motivated to play well, but like you said, more importantly, to be able to be available, because maybe he earns another deal with the Packers. Maybe he plays this year. Maybe the Packers still let him go next year, and he's able to sign a bigger deal. He will be motivated to play. So if the Packers can harness that and make it make sense financially, it's win-win for both. I don't know what would take much longer than what we're getting at right now.
Well, especially because if you are able to bring Jair back, and this is a 1 year thing, and you obviously move on, and then he goes to free agency, because Goody at this point, he'd be 29 and then not getting his contract because he's going to be turning 30. It's just not how the Packers do business. Not to say that they can't, but based off the formula that we have, it's not likely that he's going to be around if he is around one more year. But if he is, you just brought in Hobbs. You still have a young Carrington Valentine, and Keyshawn Nixon wants to be something that he's not, which is cornerback one.
Which his coach did not say he was cornerback one as well. His defensive back coach also did not say he's cornerback one. That speaks volumes for what he is. He's good. He ain't great.
My point is it gives them more time to develop what they do have while having a star, if available, when available, on a restructured deal. I hope it happens. I think most people hope it happens.
Why would you not hope for him to be back?
They feel like it goes from a very...
I've seen a couple distraction texts.
But
like it's about talent right now, guys.
Yeah.
You don't want to be 9-9 and 8 or 11-6, you know, trying to fight for a wild card spot. You need talent. You just need talent.
You need all pro level guys as many places you can find it. No doubt he is an all pro guy. So the position group would go from being average to good to great with Jair Alexander.
And when you talk about whether or not he's a distraction, listen, Jair has had his moments, right? If you are inside a classroom, there's kids sometimes that have so much potential, but you got to kind of make sure they keep their head on straight. If he was such a distraction, then we wouldn't hear guys talking about how good he is. Or anytime people got asked about the Jair situation, everybody said positive things about him. Jordan Love said positive things about him. Your star safety, your best defensive football player in Xavier McKinney, he's a big fan of Jair Alexander. They were working out. And so obviously, yes, he might have had some of his moments. But at the end of the day, I can't say he's a bad teammate because his teammates seem to like him. His teammates seem to take to him. So yes, you take some of the ups and downs with his emotions when you know he's a likable guy. He contributes to the team when he is healthy or not healthy. He's not bringing the mood of the roster down. He's not causing things to fester inside that locker room where guys are like, get rid of this guy. So at the end of the day, yes, he's had his moments, but I'm not going to call him a bad distraction that could take this team away from winning football games.
And let's be clear, he'd be gone if there was a trade partner. There just isn't. There's no value for it. So right now, just restructure him. Get the best of what you can get out of him because he will have motivation, as Brad said, to have a good year. If he wants to continue to play and make a lot more money, he has a chance to prove that in this coming year. And why not prove it with a team that is trying to build off an 11-win season in a tough division? But if you want to build something, I got the place for you. IKEA, great home furnishing solutions for every stage of your life. Whether you're starting out, whether you're remodeling a home, whether it's a first home, they literally have it all for you. And the IKEA family membership is awesome. Free to join. You get access to those special sales and savings, early insight on sales, and access to free workshops. 90-day price protection, access to buy back and resell. The resale program is awesome because things are already made and you can just take it out from that area, but you have to be an IKEA family member. You get free coffee or tea in the restaurant. New signups get $20 off your next in-store purchase of $150 or more if you choose to receive those promotional emails. A QR code is sent within 48 hours of signup, and it is worth it to be an IKEA family member. Kyle Bruss-Nortman, across the East of Wisconsin, continues next with Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
This is Kyle Bruss-Nortman.
Nope.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Bruss-Nortman.
Joining us now on Kyle Bruss-Nortman is Mark Tauscher, the great host of Wildy and Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations. Old T, happy Tuesday. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. Kyle got duped.
Yeah, I did, Tausch.
We tried warning him. Like, have you ever been to a place where it's a gentleman's club, but you think that the steakhouse in there is going to be the main course?
Reviews said the food was fantastic, Tausch.
Fantastic?
What are we talking about?
I was in Vegas last week, and my boy told me we're going to a gentleman's club that was known for its food. And as I told people, I was going to get some chicken thighs with some women thighs, real thighs, I don't know. And I ended up being disappointed in both.
Such a good line, though.
It is.
I mean, The question is, what were you disappointed in?
Both.
You said steakhouse, and you got a chicken marsala.
Yeah, I got chicken marsala. That? The food was
That's
gross.
That's not steak.
Everybody was disappointed. I'm glad I didn't pay $80 for no steak from that place. I would have been extra mad. Times when we walked in, and I told them we were here to get some food, they looked shocked and surprised. They had to go get the chef from the dang back. He was a bouncer.
No, he was not.
The back door bouncer. It might as well have been. How long it took us to get our food, they were surprised.
Kyle, I mean, man, I'm not going to tell you how to go about doing things.
No, tell me, because we were wrong.
I mean, you go to places for what they're known for. Like, you're not going to, again, this is hard to do because I don't want to give out free advertising. You don't go to an Italian place and order a burrito. Like, it's not typically how this whole thing works. You're going to go, if you're especially if you're specifically, you're in a city with a lot of great options on both sides of what you were doing.
Chicken and women thighs.
I thought, what a great combination.
You got to pick your spot for what you're looking for, and I think this is all on you, man. I got to put this one all on you, not on the gentleman's club that you were in.
Yeah, I blame the groom for falling for the dupe. Of it, and I got duped. I was so upset.
I wish I could have saw your face eating the marsala.
I feel bad for
Just wait a second. So you're telling me you're at a club and you're eating chicken marsala?
There was a separate room, and I did have chicken marsala with some mashed potatoes. And Tosh, I was so upset about how much I spent on it. And you know me. I mean, I don't really carry too much cash around. But it messed up the night, because by the time we got to the gentleman's club, if I was going to throw anything or going to try to throw anything, which I was not, I wasn't going to do it for sure.
I guess the question is, what did the groom-to-be think of this whole thing?
You know, he kind of had a free-spirited mindset. Well, it didn't work out. I mean, he didn't spend as much money as everybody else. He said, well, it didn't work out.
Whose idea? Was this your idea, by the way?
Hell no. This was his idea. I told you what happened. I was at work. He told me we're going to Treasures.
I looked up Treasures
thinking it was a steakhouse, and I said, this ain't a steak. This is a steakhouse, but it's also got something else.
Yeah. Tosh, do you think that on a bachelor party like that, do you think it should be a dictatorship with whatever the groom wants, or do you think it should be a democracy where there's a vote of some kind?
You can't have it as a democracy. I think you can have input. Somebody needs to take hold of it. And if it's the best man, they have to. The problem is, you know, if you have different friend groups from high school and college, you need someone that is the buffer in this whole thing. You obviously want to have input from the groom as far as what kind of activities and what things you're looking to do. But at some point, someone does need to say, because otherwise you're going to end up just fumbling and bumbling around, and you're going to end up eating a linguine at a gentleman's club, and everybody's night's ruined. So somebody needs to take ownership. I don't care who it is. Somebody do that, and it doesn't sound like that happened in this instance.
I just love the salt on the moon there. I mean, it's not a salt on the moon. It's just a truth bomb for you, Kyle, and I think old T need to give it to you.
Yeah. For somebody who's tight with his budget, boy, I tell you, I told baby girl we ain't spending a lot of money in the next couple months. We got a real tight budget around this Wallace household.
The BOGO boys are back.
Oh, yes, we are.
So, just wait a second. So, your girlfriend is now going to suffer.
Yes, that is correct.
Because you ordered a bad chicken Alfredo at a gentleman's club?
I ordered, it was the extra we paid for, right? Tosh, it was a lot. You look the bachelor in his eye, you can't say no.
Hey, Kyle.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago when you were talking about Vegas, I said two nights is where you need to be, and you're like, I'm going to go for four nights.
Yeah,
I did. And I'm going to fly on the red eye.
I did.
Was I right?
Yeah, two nights would have been wonderful. I would have saved quite a bit of money. The last night, I didn't tell y'all this. The last night, I had a $25 salad. It was the cheapest thing on the menu.
Oh, my goodness.
They eating $100 steaks. I said, give me the salad. She said, what would you like
after
for your main?
After the marsala incident?
She said, what would you like for your main? It was a nice restaurant. What would you like for your main course? I said, salad. That's all. I got a flight. I'm good.
Did you not order a drink? Did you just get water, too? Go super cheap.
She asked for. Do they call it bottle? They call it something else.
Yes, it's still sparkling.
Tap, tap. Everything come with a tap. I had a budget.
Tosh.
Oh boy.
I think Jair's done a great job of showing that he wants to be here. Now, whether you want to take past actions, or which I don't think they're that bad, and use it to the present. He's making effort. He was on the virtual workouts. He says deal or no deal, he'll be at mandatory minicamp. This was the same man who blew off, I believe it was OTAs for $500,000. He's making an effort. And I think is it a net positive right now for both sides to work this out?
Well, I definitely think I think you could make a really good claim that that is the case. I think Jair, obviously, you know, the way the season ended and how it all kind of played out, I think most of us thought he was not going to be back because he was not going to want to take, you know, the kind of haircut that I'm sure Green Bay is going to be giving him. Now it comes back to, you know, what is going to be that right number of guaranteed? Because I think Green Bay can look at this, and Jason on our show this morning, it's $16 million. That's what he would have been owed. Well, there's no way Green Bay's paying him that. I think Jair can understand that. But then it comes back to, well, how much are we going to definitely pay him, and then how much are we going to let him earn back if he has a season? Green Bay will be happy to pay him $16 million all in if he plays 17 weeks and plays anywhere close to where he was at his prime. So that part is easy. Is Jair going to be willing to say, okay, well, it's $6 million. You have to earn the other 10. The good part is I don't think there's a lot of other teams out there that are willing to, you know, go there or anywhere else. So it probably is one of those cases where after time has kind of passed and you saw that nobody was going to trade for you and you realize nobody is giving you this big deal, Jair looks at it and says, this is my best opportunity, A, because I know the system, I know the coaches, but B, they're going to offer me the most amount of money that anybody else would. And Green Bay is sitting here looking at it. We know Jair. We know he's still a good player when he's healthy, and we're going to get him at a discount from where it was. So I think that is the result that should happen, but I'm guessing there's still some maneuvering that needs to get done before it all is figured out.
Tausch, it caught my eye that he said he was going to be back for mandatory minicamp with or without a contract. Now, do you think for Jair, this is like true, sincere?
Well, hey, Nardi, before you finish that was super interesting in Schneidman's article. And I think it's interesting, but you have to dig deep to why. If you come in and that contract is not reworked, let's say you go in and you drop a 45-pound plate on your foot and you break your foot. Green Bay's on the hook.
Ooh, I might do that.
$1 million. So there is no way Green Bay is going to just willingly say, yeah, come on in and, you know, go work. See how you can cover Golden and see how you can. There is nothing is going to be done until that deal is lined up the way Green Bay wants it, because there is risk on their half if he comes in. So maybe what I'm thinking is maybe Jair wants to get this thing done now. The Packers are looking at it saying, we want it done, but we want it done on our terms. And you can't stop Jair from coming in the building unless you cut him. So that's what I'm saying. It's a little more complicated, I think, than maybe, well, it's awesome that Jair wants to come in the building. Yeah, it is good, but it's good if it's only on the terms of which Green Bay is looking at, if you're looking at it from their perspective.
Yeah, Tausch, you actually answered my question before I even asked it. So do you think it's him applying a little bit of pressure, then a little bit of a deadline? Like, look, if we don't get it done by this date, I'm coming and I'm practicing.
Strofe thinks he's going to hurt himself on purpose to get all 16.
Shoot, I would.
Well,
we know Hewlett after the weekend.
You had Alfredo and Lord knows what else.
Your girlfriend would be able to eat for the next 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months with $16 million is a lifetime.
I think at some point, yes. But I think at this point, both parties kind of know where they're at. And I'm sure Jair is looking at it and his team are saying, well, we want to get more. Green Bay has probably kind of sunk in like, this is where we're at. And trying to figure out how can we get a little bit more. I do think there is, you know, the pressure point is going to be training camp. You have the mandatory mini camp as well. But if we're being honest, I think it'd be pretty easy for Green Bay just to say, till we figure this out, let's just, you stay home, keep working out. We'll get this figured out over July and have you have it figured out before training camp. But it would be nice, I think, for everybody, because at some point you're giving guys reps. Guys are trying to figure out where they fit in. And if Jair is going to come back and be that number one corner that he would be if you bring him back, you want him in. You want him working with the other guys and getting ready to get going.
Strofe, you were onto something. If he comes back and then I have a deal, oh, no, my PCL's acting up, and he's out for the entire year.
Oh, whoopsie, drop that weight on my foot.
I wouldn't blame him whatsoever. But somebody said in the talking text line, they're talking about Jair being a distraction. You don't see Jair being a distraction. I feel like at this point, the only distraction that can be created.
Jordan Love raving, Xavier McKinney raving. Yeah, yeah, like, teammates like him. This is a business thing right now between the Packers and Jair.
Well, how will his teammates look at it? Will they look at it as a Jair's distraction thing? Or if he comes and he says, I want to be here, and the Packers don't let him come, how would that affect the organization, the guys in the locker room?
No, I think Jair is, you guys were just talking about it. I think he comes back in that room, people are going to be excited. And everybody knows that their team is better with him. And, for the captaincy thing he did in Charlotte and some of the other things that have happened, I think people respect the way he plays when he's out there. And as a teammate, that when he comes in, the business side of this, everybody gets it. There's not going to be any distraction. It's the more distracting part is when people are sitting here and Wilde and Demoski and these guys are, hey, what do you think about Jair? All this. Once you get him in, all of that just moves away. And until something happens with the Packers and the contract, it really is not going to be at the top of anybody's mind.
Especially because nobody complains about bringing talent into a room to a good team.
Nobody. I mean, when you can bring someone in that can help you win, yes, everybody wants to make money. Everybody wants their everybody wants all of that. But what guys want to do is, hey, man, we have a great shot of winning. And is this player, when he comes in, going to help us do that? And I think most of the players in that locker room would say yes.
Old T, appreciate the time. Thank you for hearing and giving Kyle some words of wisdom at age 35, which I thought he would know by now, but it was much.
Yeah, I'm just, again, hey, Kyle, how expensive was that fettuccine Alfredo? What was the price on that?
It was $44.99.
Oh, my God.
And they got the cook from the bouncer.
And listen, I'm telling you, they were the shock on their face when we said, I had to tell her multiple times, oh, we're here for the food, restaurant. And I told them, like, it was an old woman, Madam Cece was the one who was serving us, and she was
Madam Cece.
Wow.
Yeah, she was an old hootin' holler from the East Coast,
I don't
from Jersey.
I don't understand how somebody in your group didn't say, you know what, fellas, why don't we go grab a burger somewhere and then come back? Or something when you know that
Tausch,
it's not like
Tausch, I really
I get it.
I asked, you want to go here for food? And he said, I heard their food is fantastic. So I looked it up, I Googled, I said, oh, there's the menu.
Who are
okay.
his references?
Need to get his you Could need to get Yelp. That reference on air and you guys need to grill whomever
that man had 12 was. Drinks at that place, and the food happened to be amazing that night.
I guess
in his mind,
I guess so. And Cece asked about us coming back. She said, here's my car for if you're ever back in Vegas and coming. I said, all right, Madam Cece, I won't be back.
Well, the MFAM championship is back, Tausch, so we're gonna have Kyle tell us about Strix event.
All right, guys.
So excited for the AmFam Championship coming up next week. Yes, the American Family Insurance Championship, which returns to Madison with two new exciting changes this year. Listen up, KBN Nation. Wisconsin's own Steve Stricker will host this PGA Tour Champions event June 6th through the 8th, and his new home is TPC Wisconsin. The AmFam Champ also debuts a new team competition this year where you have two-person teams who will compete in best ball and scramble formats. The American Family Insurance Championship is June 6th through the 8th, come see KBN as we'll be broadcasting live from TPC Wisconsin at the AmFam Championship. So get details and ticket information today by visiting AmFamChampionship.com. That is AmFamChampionship.com. Going to be a great weekend of golf.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman with a Kyle on the men from Vegas.
I have my wallet, fellas.
You still don't have your wallet?
Oh, it's in Arizona. The guy.
It's with one of your buddies?
Yeah, who drove the cars in his bag.
How are you going to get it? How'd you get on the plane?
I had my global entry card, so it worked out.
Oh.
And so that's why I wasn't stressing. I'm like, I'm good. I looked into this. If you Google lost wallet, I guess you can drop it off into like a USPS mailbox or store, and they'll mail it to you for free.
What do you mean? Like, you just literally place the wallet and unclosed?
The mail it for free. I'm trying to figure out. You know, I got to save money. I'm trying to figure out the difference. I'm trying to say this $10 or not.
I've learned so much about you today.
Yeah.
What else you learn about me?
Well, it's just you take your frugalness to the next level.
Yeah, even I would be like,
give me my wallet.
Put a tracking on that and get it here in 2 days.
And he's trying to figure out how to save $10.
Overnight, ship it. Oh, hell, I haven't.
It's not heavy or big.
Kyle, well, if you get pulled over, it's going to cost a lot more than overnight shipping.
First and foremost, they don't give you that. I just say, hey, I misplaced my ID. They're going to let me go. Come on now. It ain't that bad in America.
Cereal at the Wallace household tonight. Actually have more faith in Alex Stroph's athleticism based off something Jordan Love did. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is,
I
like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Jordan Love threw out the first pitch yesterday for the Brewers 1-3-2. Stroph, I know you were in attendance. I was in attendance as well with baby girl.
Oh,
is that nice, first or second?
Nice
game?
Hanging out with you.
Second game. First time ever. By the way, she puked out of nowhere.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but she was good. Thank God.
Like, where? Where were you?
Just like
parking
spit
lot,
up?
Or?
Like, no, she doesn't spit up.
Oh,
like,
pregame too hard.
Must have.
Oh, poop, too much of that milk.
I think she got a hold of a pretzel. And maybe a little too much salt of that pretzel the tummy couldn't handle in the sweet. And then in front of
in the sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, who had the sweet?
Whoa.
That's very bogus.
Excuse me?
That's very bogus.
You just started the segment with Stroph. I know you were there.
It wasn't my sweet.
Whose sweet was it?
It was a good partner of ours.
It wasn't 620 so, WTNJ.
No, sweet. It was.
It was not the 620 sweet.
No. It was our Good Karma brand suite, but it was a partner who had it for the suite.
Got it.
I was a stop in, say hello.
Got it. Okay.
And baby girl got a hold of a pretzel. But my point was, is Jordan Love threw a baseball.
He did.
And I don't know, man. He said he was going to make sure it got to the plate. The thing left the screen. The ball left the screen. And so to the bet we had with Stroph of getting it to the plate, that is why, Brad, I liked you saying if Stroph throws out the first pitch, you're working on Lake County Duck Hounds or something.
Lake Country, but yes.
We can't let the catch, if the catcher stands up, doesn't count.
Can't leave the stance.
Oh, yeah.
Can't leave the stance.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Anybody could say, I won't roll it in.
Yeah,
we'll sail it.
Exactly.
If we were invited to do what their equivalent of the sausage races, would you guys all do it with me?
Oh, I would.
Yeah, I would do that.
I would.
Sweet. I'm on it.
Yeah.
I don't think they have that, though.
It's not sausages.
What is it?
Different dogs?
No. It's
different lake country
trees.
Boats?
Trees?
One's a pontoon, one's a speedboat.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm in. I'm in to do a race.
All right.
I'm down to race too.
Who finishes last?
Oh, now you're down to race. Look at this.
It's short distance.
Oh, it's short. Yeah. Oh, what? 200 yards? Oh, I can do that. I don't need to do it. You're talking about a mile and a half.
It is a Tuesday, so it is right away into Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust on this Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Caller 8 for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, 800-990-3776. You get 15 questions in 90 seconds. We have a guest question asker for you, caller 8. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. And let's go caller 8 and what's the record?
Okay. Trashed.
Not good. It's 3-14-3.
Oof. Yeah. It's worse every time I hear it out loud. Yeah. Caller 8, 800-990-3776. Carbless Talk and text line. We're back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.